I have a little bit of a word that needs to come forth because I heard loud and clear. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. He spoke this afternoon, and I want to make sure that you kind of get a gist of what he's trying to manifest, because it was connected to something that I listened to yesterday. Verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." Now you say, well, what are you getting at? I believe we underestimate who we are. We have this vision of ourselves only from the natural realm and not from the spirit. And so I want to give you verse 11 because it's connected. "For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed." Notice it's his life being revealed in our mortal body. "So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in us as well." And I was prompted by that verse to come back to something I was listening to yesterday. And the Lord was reminding me yesterday, I made some notes because it was hitting me. And I'm hoping that it'll touch you. We need to realize what I have inside of me. Try it on. Say, I need to realize what I have inside of me. Peter, when he saw a man that was very lame, said, "I have nothing basically to give you financially," because he was a beggar. But he said to him, "I give to you what I have." What did he give him?
Rise in the name of Jesus.
He spoke. Yeah. But what did he have on him? See, sometimes we underestimate the anointing that's on us because we don't take time to rest like you did tonight. Because I'm absolutely convinced that as you rested in the presence of the Lord, you could feel his presence in your body. Mm-hmm. You could feel it in that jar of clay. That jar of clay may be getting older, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's still his presence in you that is of glory to him. When you and I lift our hands to him and we glorify him and we worship him, what happens? That glory is now in the earth. You say, well, I've said my Our Father all these years. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In heaven, leave it there. Don't let it come down. Because I want to die and go up. No! Are you catching on what I'm trying to make you see? Jesus also said, my Father is in me and he is my model. Is his Father flesh or is his Father spirit? Yeah. John chapter 6 says, my words are spirit and life. Now, if his spirit is in you and in me, then I also have words of spirit and life. So close your eyes one more time. Say, when I speak, the words that come out of me,
are spirit and life.
If Jesus' spirit is in me, I better get with the action. And get ready to walk on water. Because God showed us we could do it. And drag the boat. Hallelujah. I added that because it was kind of fitting. Romans says, rejoice, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the kingdom of God is not meat, etc., or natural. Now this part kind of really touched me, because sometimes, like you pointed out, Dr. Bob, we can carry heaviness. And we walk around like if we just ate sour pickles. And we talk like if we don't have Jesus in our hearts. And our mouth is complaining like if we just had major surgery. And we're in recovery waiting for another hypo. If that stuff is overshadowing me, then I walk into a room, what am I giving out?
The same thing.
I am now overshadowed by gloom and doom. Depression, etc. Now Peter, it is spoken of in the book of Acts, that when he would go from his house to the, let's say, temple, that if his shadow touched a person, now there's nothing in a shadow, is there? But if his shadow kind of went over the sick, they would then be delivered. And they would rise out of their problem and they would be set free. Amy Simple McPherson. Anybody ever heard of this woman? She would walk into a city like Springfield and empty out every hospital, putting all the doctors in a complaint department because they had nothing to do. What's wrong with you? Are you getting ready to empty out hospitals, nursing homes? Are you thinking inside of you is the same spirit that's in Christ or that was in Peter? Are you realizing what you have in you because you're walking around with doom and gloom? You're schizophrenic as believers. And so can I be. I'm not accusing you. I'm just telling you. They'd give you a pill to get over it if you were in the psych ward. So your shadow and my shadow will release whatever's on me. So if I walk into work tomorrow morning and I've got doom and gloom, what am I spreading?
Doom and gloom.
But if I'm full of joy because I've rested in the Spirit and I'm full of His presence, what's going to happen with those around me? Boy, you're different. I felt your anointing when you came by me. I don't know what you got, but I want it. When that happens, the body of Christ will be alive. Because you will be walking on water. You won't be dragging the boat. You'll be free. So who do I host? Who do I host? Who do I entertain? The doom and gloom guy? Or the healing and the joy guy?
The healing and the joy guy.
Why? Because I make a choice when I get out of bed in the morning. When I'm self-centered, whom do I radiate? Oh, was Peter radiating self?
No.
Why? Because he was focused on his Redeemer, not on himself. He had gotten over himself because he saw what was in him when he denied the Lord. And he went back fishing. I've gone fishing many times. And you know what? Jesus came right behind me and said, get over it. Right? It's up to us. Will I host the Holy Spirit and have Him rest upon me and remain? See, you can have Holy Ghost here and go halfway home and be bitching at the driver in front of you. And I'm not taking it easy. I know what can happen because it's happened to me.
Amen.
If it can happen to me, it can happen to any of us. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. So it ain't the Holy Ghost, except sometimes I purpose to pray for that driver because they are a little bit dumb and need help.
And slow.
and slow, and they are an obstruction to the traffic. And they don't know any better, so I'm ordained of God to pray for them.
Correct.
Yep. Oh, really? So, what are we commissioned to do? Matthew 10 says, go into the world, cast out devils, heal the sick, and fill them with love. I rest my case.